The great Murray Oles joining me in the studio. Lucky you're here, mate. Now, you got some of the bad dad gags for us in just a moment.
Particularly bad this morning.
But I wanted to get your read on the news you've been reporting this morning. Bernie Eccleston,
who's
85 years old. Yep. He's the head honcho of the F1 racing.
Formula One racing.
Yeah, and he had some interesting views on female drivers.
Yeah, look, to say Bernie Eccleston's a bit out of date is to understate the case. I mean, he's been out of date probably for 25 years.
Yeah.
He's just this eccentric old man who, as you say, he runs Formula One. But he says this morning female drivers wouldn't be able to drive a Formula One car quickly. He says physically they wouldn't be able to. Now, he doesn't think women would be taken seriously in the sport either. He says women are more competent. They don't have massive egos that the blokes do, but they simply couldn't drive a car. Well, Susie Wolf was the most recent woman to pursue a racing career in Formula One. She spent 7 years racing in German touring cars.
Mm-hmm.
She's Scottish. Can you imagine what Susie Wolf would have done to Bernie Eccleston? Come here, laddie! Bang!
Bernie.
That's right. And look, she basically says, you know what? We might not have the same muscle mass as men, but we'd be more than capable of driving a car. And guess what? We'd be bloody sight quicker.
How much? I mean, I don't know a lot about F1. How much muscle do you need to drive the car? I know it's an endurance game and it's mental capacities through the roof and that sort of stuff. And does strength really factor into it that much?
Look, I've never driven a Formula One car, obviously, but clearly the fellas who drive in the main aren't very big. They're like jockeys.
Yeah.
They're small. They have these custom-made little sort of
sweatsuits.
But carbon fibre coffins that sit inside the vehicle, so they're made to their own body. I mean, Mark Webber was a big guy. He would be the biggest Formula One driver I can remember in a while. And he would, you know, the physicality of Webber would dwarf that of, say, Daniel Ricciardo.
Right.
But, you know, I think Bernie, as has been demonstrated over the years, I mean, women have competed in Formula One, not with any great success, it must be said. I mean, five women have, I just looked it up this morning, five women have driven Formula One, none since Giovanna Amati in 1992. She failed to qualify. She had three events and didn't get off. She failed to qualify. Only two women have actually driven an F1. This is a woman called Maria Teresa Del Felipe. She had five races, three starts between 1958 and 1969, so the old open wheelers.
Yeah.
She would have been some pretty tough lady. And Lella Lombardi, she had 17 races between in the early 70s, 12 starts, and she actually scored half a point.
Wow.
But, look, it's clearly a sport for blokes. Would women ever drive it? Well, I don't see why not. I mean, they're doing everything else, and why couldn't they drive F1 cars?
Let's look at Melbourne Cup winner last year, Michelle Payne. I'm sure
Correct.
People said that women aren't strong enough to ride
We're
horses.
We're never going
to
get a woman riding a Melbourne Cup winner.
Yeah, and I don't think Bernie's really helping the situation. I mean, there's plenty of, I think they're called pit girls around as well in the tight clad outfits and stuff. You know, surely that is a bigger role in F1 than that.
I'd like
maybe.
To see Bernie as a pit girl.
I would do. I would do an 85-year-old man. Oh, yeah. Some skin-tight spandex, the way it should be. Now, share with us some gags.
Okay. I went looking for one gag about politics because we've started this faux election campaign.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cold in Canberra this morning, I saw a politician with his hands in his own pockets.
Oh, very good.
What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Anatomy?
Snowballs. Two immigrants arrive in the United States, and they're from a different part of the world. They start discussing the different things they might encounter in the US, their new country. One mentions he's heard people in America eat hot dogs. Second guy says, "Oh, hot dogs." But, says the first guy, "If we're going to fit in, we better get used to eating hot dogs."
Okay.
As they're talking, they look across the street. There's a hot dog stand. "Why not start now?" says the first of the second. They go across the street and order two hot dogs. They get their food, go back across the street and sit on the bench. The first guy unwraps his. He looks down and says, "Ugh." Looks up and says to his friend, "So which part did you get?"
Very good. I'm personally allergic to hot dogs, so I found that especially funny.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you allergic?
There's something to do with the red skin.
It's like a saveloy, isn't it?
The Frankfurt or whatever it is.
See, we used to have, when I was a kid, they were called saveloys. They were like,
saveloys.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell that comes from.
Is that a
from.
New Zealand thing?
I think you can get them here. You get them in parts of Europe. But yeah, so you're allergic to the red skin.
Yeah, every time I have them, I'm physically ill. So there you
go. That's no good.
No.
How about going to Amsterdam, where they have these enormous, big, round, stainless steel, like sausage grilling machines.
Right.
With six or eight or ten blokes inside, cooking sausages like Billy-O. You can get all sorts of delicious, tasty sausages on buns with all the condiments.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be all right, because that's not the...
You know, Wurst and all those other sort of European snags. Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks very much, Murray Olds.
Pleasure, my friend.